And my rides, Inspector Drabble.
Oh, I'm sorry, Monsieur Penn.
Lord Mamerset was one of England's foremost hemorrhoid sufferers. This is what first made me suspect he had been murdered.
Oh, I still don't see what
they... We were told he died after being kicked by his horse while out riding. Ridicule! Lord Mamerset could not sit on a cushion without screaming in agony. Riding a horse was out of the question. Clearly, someone had been lying to us.
By George, Penn, you're a detective and a half.
I was sure the fatal blow came not from a horse's hoof, but from a human foot. Yet who could kick with such force and accuracy? Only a trained dancer.
Ah, and that's what made you suspect Briggs the butler.
Précisément. Before he entered service, Briggs was a leading member of Sadler's Wells Corps de Ballet.
Oh, don't deny I once danced for a living. But you can't prove I kicked his lordship to death.
You are mistook, mon ami. After a brief search of your bedroom, I found this.
A lead-lined ballet slipper.
Without doubt, the murder weapon.
I'll take him away, Sergeant. Oh,
damn you, Perseus Penn. I would have got away with it if he hadn't been for you.
Well, I don't normally hold with private investigators, but you're a marvel, Monsieur Penn.
Merci.
I think that wraps up everything here. Oh, there is another case we'd like you to look at. The Bishop of Brent has been stung to death by a swarm of highly trained bees. We want you to find out who sprinkled him with pollen as he slept.
Inspector Drabble, we are not yet halfway through 1928. Already I have solved 97 baffling murders, apprehended 24 gentlemen thieves, and recovered 3 sets of government papers stolen by Bolsheviks. I need a holiday.
A holiday? But what about the case of the homicidal honeybees?
Couldn't you try solving it yourself?
Well, I suppose so. When are you coming back?
A month, perhaps two. I'm booked on a cruise to New York.
New York?
If you'll excuse me, I must pack. The SS Davenport sails first thing tomorrow morning.
We present Perseus Penn Investigates. Death on the Davenport, Part 1. Written by Stephen Sheridan and starring Charles Kay.
Roderick, the car's here.
I've just been collecting this morning's post. I'll read it, don't worry.
Not so fast, Baines. The Davenport doesn't sail for 3 hours.
Very good, Mrs. Brown.
There's a feature in the Express about your takeover of International String.
Aye, if this New York deal comes off, I'll own virtually every string factory in the civilized world. Oh, God, I love string.
Oh, dear. Baines has knocked down a road sweeper.
I've knocked him down before, ma'am. I expect he's used to it by now.
We'll have to get a chauffeur with better road sense, Roderick.
Look at this, Daphne. Another begging letter from bank.
Oh! Now he's knocked down old Mrs. Willett and her son.
This looks interesting. Oh, no, my God.
Roderick, what's the matter? What's in that letter?
It's all right, Daphne.
Is it another one of those letters?
I am afraid so.
Who could be sending them?
I don't know. I only wish I did.
Oh, don't worry. We'll be on board the Davenport soon. They can't get at us there.
I only hope you're right.
Sorry, Vicar.
Sorry to hear about Frank's accident with the bacon slicer. Good thing he's left-handed.
Oh, look, I can see Southampton docks in the distance.
At last. We're running 20 minutes late.
Very best wishes, Lavinia Timberlake.
What's that you're writing, Grandmother?
Sorry, Bentley.
Have you been trying to alter your will again?
I'm writing to Helen and...
Let me see.
Oh, Bentley.
You say you are visiting America for medical reasons, Madame Timberlake.
I had a heart attack before Christmas. The doctors wanted me to recuperate in the country, but Bentley insisted we went to New York.
What you need is lots of excitement, rich, fatty food, and late nights. It'll do your angina the world of good. Those cases, Grandma.
I'm doing my best, Bentley.
I trust this stateroom is to your satisfaction.
It's very nice, Stuart.
I hope you enjoy your time on board the Davenport.
Thank you. And sorry again about that porter. Our chauffeur didn't see him coming.
Don't mention it. Just enjoy the cruise.
This cabin's bigger than one of my warehouses. I reckon you could store 50,000 balls of string in it, easy.
Ugh.
And I mean, jumbo maxi size.
You promised you weren't going to talk about string all the way to New York.
I can't help it, Daphne. String isn't just my livelihood. I adore the stuff.
One of these days, Roderick, you're going to have to choose. String or me?
I'll take string.
Roderick!
I sometimes think I bore you, Daphne, and you only want me for my cash. Perhaps it would be better if we went our separate ways.
How can you say such a thing? You know I still love you.
Do you?
Of course I do.
Even though I'm sometimes sour and bad-tempered?
Yes, even though you are sometimes sour and bad-tempered.
Thank you, Daphne.
And even though you are old and wrinkled and hugely overweight.
Yes, 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 thank you very much, Daphne.
And even though you are almost in...
Thank you very much, Daphne. I am touched by your loyalty. Who is it?
It's the first officer, sir, Mr. Blaine. There's a tradition on the Davenport that whoever takes the stateroom receives a free bottle of champagne.
Thank you. Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Daphne.
Eh?
Surely it's... It's Daphne.
Why are you staring at my wife?
Forgive me, I thought I knew her.
You're mistaken.
Yes. Yes, of course. Will you please excuse me?
Here, Daphne, come and look at the bedroom. If you couldn't get 20,000 balls of string in here, I'm a Dutchman.
Careful with that trunk, boy.
I'm doing the best I can, Count Lindowski. It's very heavy.
Put it in the corner of the cabin.
Oh.
I said, be careful.
Did you hear something? A sort of low groan?
No.
I thought it came from inside the trunk.
Well, thank you. That will be all.
Oh, I hope you enjoy sailing with us.
Yes, yes. Run along. It's all right, Dr. Kropotkin. He's gone. I'll let you out.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
There. Kropotkin.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Oh.
Speak to me.
I thought you were going to write this way up on top of trunk.
I did. And in case it was erased, I wrote it on the bottom as well.
Oh, I wish you could afford to buy me a ticket.
Don't be angry with me, Kropotkin. I can't stand it when you're angry with me.
I'm not angry, Excellency. I don't mind spending 12 hours upside down in trunk. I suffer much worse back home in Russia.
Don't mention Russia in my presence.
Oh, you still have not forgiven them for exiling me?
Never. Those damned revolutionaries setting fire to my house just because I used to repress them occasionally.
Calm yourself, Excellency. Calm yourself. Remember, you're very, very... very sick man.
What's wrong with a bit of repression anyway?
I liked being repressed. I used to stand outside Winter Palace, hoping passing noblemen would spit in my face.
There you are.
My idea of bliss was to be brutally kicked in stomach by a member of aristocracy.
Try telling that to the Bolsheviks. They called me a tyrant, a parasite, and said I was mad because I claimed Lenin was a pixie.
We will show them, Excellency. This time, our little scheme is going to make us rich. I feel it. In my bones.
I've already selected a suitable victim. I spotted her on the boat train.
Give me the handkerchief and leave the rest to me.
I expect you'll be glad to get away from detective work for a bit, Mr. Pym.
There's only one thing I shall be glad to get away from, Stuart, and that's Inspector Drabble of Scotland Yard. That man is more irritating than sackcloth underpants.
This is your cabin in here.
With a bit of luck, I won't set eyes on him again for 2 or 3 months.
Ah, morning, Pin.
Inspector Drabble?
I'll take those, Stuart.
What are you doing here?
Oh, well, you're not the only one who can afford a holiday. I was going to tell you I had a ticket for the Davenport last night, but then I decided to surprise you instead.
Okay.
Looks like you'll have my company all the way to New York.
New York? New York? Oh, where's the Atlas?
Ah, Captain. All the passengers have now boarded.
Oh, excellent. Any troublemakers, would you say?
I don't think so, sir.
Because there's one thing I won't tolerate on the Davenport, and that's troublemakers.
No, sir.
First sign of trouble, and I shan't hesitate to have the lot of them keelhauled.
You can't keelhaul passengers, sir.
But I'm the captain.
No, it's illegal.
Is it?
You know it is.
But Captain Hawkins keelhauled a passenger?
I know, sir. They sent him to prison.
I think I'd better have one of my tablets.
Captain Bonefish, you are sure you feel up to commanding the Davenport? After your recent problems, I mean.
Wouldn't have discharged me if I hadn't made a full recovery.
I suppose not.
Oh, don't look so worried, Mr. Blade. I haven't lost a ship yet.
What about the Demeter?
Oh, that was years ago. Tell the engine room, full steam ahead.
Excuse me.
Did I startle you?
I thought you were my grandson. Oh. He's always jumping out of dark corners at me. He says the shock is good for my heart.
I think a drop it is.
No, I have my handkerchief here.
Forgive me.
Not at all.
Are you doing much this afternoon? I wondered if perhaps...
You wondered what? If she'd change her will in your favour, I suppose.
Gently.
I hope you're ashamed of yourself, grandmother, cavorting about with this shipboard gigolo.
We've just met him.
I know his sort. He'll ensnare you with his smooth good looks and easy charm. Doesn't want you for yourself. He's after your money.
I assure you, my intentions are honourable. I wondered if grandmother would care to join my compatriot and me in game of cards.
No, thank you.
Another interesting fact about string. There's enough string made in Britain in a year to encircle the earth and all top quality twine.
That man, surely it was Roderick Brush, string magnet.
If you're looking for someone to twick, try him. He's got millions. Lucky pig.
Will you please excuse me?
Oh, what got into him? He hobbled off like a scared rabbit.
You had a narrow escape there, grandmother. Now, come on. There's just time for a heavy lunch before we play deck tennis.
Oh.
I discovered who had replaced Dame Alice's dental floss with cheese wire and brought about our untimely demise.
You clearly love being a detective, Mr. Pin.
Oh, c'est vrai. I love all the details. I love piecing together tiny clues, watching how people react, trying to second-guess their thoughts.
Fascinating.
I love prying into people's private lives, eavesdropping on conversations, looking through keyhole. I love peeping through the chinks in bedroom curtains, watching people when they don't know it, with telescopes and binoculars. Yes, I love it. Why are you all staring at me?
More wine, anyone?
Mon Dieu.
Perhaps I could regale you with one or two anecdotes about the string trade.
Oh, God. I suppose he's going to gloat about the money he's made.
Bentley.
Just because he's richer than the rest of us, he has to rub our noses in it.
I've no intention of doing so.
Of course not.
You've got nothing to be proud of. Any fool can make a packet by exploiting others.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't suppose you amassed your fortune by good deeds and charitable works.
I'll have you know my company is as philanthropic as it comes. Our string vests for Africa, P. We're a huge success.
Ha! You're about as interested in the welfare of Africans as Dr. Schweitzer, our church organ.
Certainly.
I think you have had much too much to drink.
It's not fair that you've got so much money. It's not right. Well, one of these days you're going to regret it. I promise you that.
Now that sounds like a threat, young man.
Take it any way you like.
Bentley, come back here at once. I don't know what to say.
Well, there's no need to apologize, ma'am.
He gets so bitter about rich people. The things he says about that nice Mr. Rockefeller. What must you all think of us?
Ah, due to loutish behavior, I'm sharing a cabin with a policeman.
Excellency, I've been looking everywhere for you. Come quickly.
What is it?
I've seen something.
About Lenin being a pixie.
I have seen Roderick Brush.
What? Take me to him at once.
Calm yourself, Excellency. Remember, you... Very sick man. Hard. You're not that hard.
I don't know where we went wrong with Bentley. I really don't.
Well, perhaps he never had enough to look forward to. I used to promise my son that when he was older, he'd be able to spend every day working alongside me in the string industry.
Oh, and did he grow into a fine young man?
Well, no, he committed suicide, as a matter of fact.
There he is, Excellency.
You, the one with the face of an ape.
He means you, Monsieur Brush.
I believe we have a score to settle.
Don't I know you?
I, sir, am the Count Lintovsky. The man you ruined with your trickery and deceit.
Trickery and deceit?
I remember. You're that mad Russian who wanted me to set him up in string retailing.
I gave you every kopeck I possessed.
Well, I kept my part of the bargain. I supplied you with 10 miles of top quality string.
10 miles, cut into 3-inch lengths. How could I sell that? It was useless.
Useless?
Well, you should have made that your selling point. Count Dintrovsky's individual string pieces.
Nonsense.
You should have painted them black and sold them as shoelaces for people with small feet.
You cheated me out of every kopeck.
Kopeck!
String's a cutthroat industry full of hard, ruthless men. I taught you a valuable business lesson. Trust no one.
Oh, yes, you taught me a lesson. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Now I'm going to teach you a lesson.
You're for it now.
Kropotkin is going to thrash you within an inch of your life.
An inch of your... Me, Excellency?
Get on with it.
Oh, yes, Excellency. Please hold my walking stick.
No, no, you don't want to hit anyone. Oh, oh!
Mr. Penn!
All right! What's going on?
Captain, that little ruffian has beaten up Mr. Penn.
A troublemaker, eh? First officer!
Sir?
Seize that man!
What shall I do with him, sir?
Take him outside and have him keel-hauled!
Captain!
Have him locked in the brig for a few hours.
Very good, sir.
Poor old Count. You can't even manage a proper revenge.
You have humiliated me for the last time. I shall kill you for this, I swear it.
I've brought some raw steak for your eye. Cook wants it back, though, before dinner.
Give it here.
There you go.
Oh, that's a nasty bruise. You won't be looking through any keels for a few weeks.
Envy, cruelty, rage. I fear there is a storm brewing.
Yes, you may be right. Yes, there's quite a wind blowing up.
Oh, as literal as ever. I fear there is a storm brewing inside the ship.
All alone, Daphne?
Roderick's in the cabin. He spends his spare time working on the authoritative history of hemp.
You do remember me, don't you?
Hugo, how could I forget?
It must be 7 years since that summer.
Do you remember how we laughed and ran through the woods and picked things?
I wish it could have gone on forever.
How could it? You were a penniless student. I was an avaricious gold digger. You joined the Navy. I hitched myself to the first lecherous millionaire who came along.
Oh, I loved you then.
What?
I said I loved you then.
Oh, yes.
And I still do.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
And I still do.
Hugo, it's impossible. I'm a married woman.
Pardon?
I'm married to Roderick.
Roderick's an old man. He can easily meet with... an accident!
An accident?
The sort it's easy to arrange!
You're talking about murder!
Shush! Oh,
sorry.
Why not? It's plain you can't stand him. Once he's out the way, we could start a new life together.
But murder?
You still love me, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Then come back to my cabin. There's something we ought to discuss.
Kropotkin, I have come to release you.
Excellency.
Mr. Blade proved amenable to a little bribery.
Oh, Excellency, no. How can I show my gratitude? Oh, may I kiss your feet?
word.
Oh, please.
All right. Just a little bit.
Thank you, Excellency. Oh.
Enough.
Oh.
We have much work to do.
You mean Mrs. Timberlake? Mm. Oh, don't worry, Excellency. Already she is mesmerized by my enigmatic personality. Soon we'll take her for every kopeck.
Kopeck?
Yes, kopeck.
Forget, Mrs. Timberlake. I'm talking about my revenge on Roderick Brush.
Roderick Brush.
Even thinking about that wretch makes a red mist appear before my eyes. Do you know what I'd like to do with him, Kropotkin?
No, Excellency.
I'd like to take him by the throat, yes, like this, and squeeze, and squeeze, and squeeze.
Excellency, I can't breathe.
Oh, forgive me, Kropotkin.
Thank you, Excellency.
Come, we have plans to lay. When I'm through, Roderick Brush will curse the day he crossed swords with the Count Lintovsky.
And Dr. Kropotkin.
Where did I put it? Who's there?
It's the steward, sir. I think you've dropped this.
My tobacco pouch. I was just looking for that.
I found it outside the door.
There's nothing more relaxing than sitting back with a full pipe and a magnifying glass, examining different types of string.
I'd have thought one piece of string was much like another, sir.
A common misconception amongst lay people, Stuart. You'd be astonished by the range of width, colour, fibre, texture, density.
I also found this, sir.
In its way, string has all the colour and the variety of the natural world.
It appears to be addressed to you.
A letter for me. Give it here. A wild night.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me see. Oh, God.
Are you all right, sir?
Yeah. Quickly, out of my way.
The storm is gathering force, Captain. I expect this sort of weather makes the passengers very nervous.
Oh, I expect so. It scares the socks off me. Are you all right, Inspector?
Fine, thank you, yes.
You're a very poor liar. Everyone knows how you've done so well in the police.
Well, to be honest, the rocking of the ship is starting to affect my
Mr.
stomach.
Mr. Oh, thank goodness I found you.
May I be of service?
Come with me. This won't take 5 minutes.
Now then, Inspector, would you care to join me in the canape?
Take a seat, Mr. Pin.
Merci.
I come straight to the point. I have need of your services as a detective.
There is a small matter you wish me to investigate?
Yes.
A private matter, perhaps?
I suppose so.
Oh, excellent.
I have my business reputation to consider. My string is used in churches and schools. A whiff of scandal and I'd be ruined.
C'est no more. I see everything.
You do?
How often have I encountered such cases? A few years ago, you met a young lady, one thing led to another, and soon you were making mad, passionate love on the floor.
No.
Shut up. You thought you'd seen the last of the temptress, but no, she turns up on the ship, threatening to destroy you.
You got it all wrong. It's nothing like that.
It isn't?
No.
Oh, please forgive me. I'm an old man. I'll have to take what pleasure I can these days.
Let me explain my problem. Over the last few months, I've been receiving these notes.
Blackmail notes?
No. I suppose you'd call them threatening letters. It were bad enough when I sent them at home, but I've just had one delivered to me here in my cabin.
Read it to me.
Very well. Dear Brush, you are a festering boil on the face of humanity. You have less charm than an overweight... I think I'll skip this bit, actually.
Oh.
You smell worse than... Well, I think I'll skip this bit as well. Now, listen to this.
Go on.
You will never see another birthday. People like you do not deserve to live. The sooner you die, the better. Best wishes, signed X. Well, what do you think?
It's a bit ambiguous.
Ambiguous? It's a blatant threat to kill me. I want you to catch that person who's been sending me these letters.
Shouldn't the captain do that?
Captain Bonefish couldn't catch crap in a brothel. I want this business stopped before it gets more serious.
Surely you don't think your life is in danger?
It's not impossible.
Oh, I know the people who write this sort of thing. Sad, harmless creatures. These threats in this letter are totally empty.
Oh. Do you mind if I smoke me pipe? It helps settle me nerves.
Oh, I assure you, you have nothing to fear.
Strange looking tobacco.
Perseus Pin gives you his word. You are perfectly safe. No one is going to kill you.
That's very reassuring.
Just a minute. What's that in your tobacco pouch?
Some sort of foreign shag, I suppose.
No, it isn't. Mm. It's gunpowder. Monsieur Brush, whatever you do, don't light your... Peep.
Dead, you say?
I'm afraid so.
You're sure he's dead? Appearances can be deceptive. On the last ship, a passenger stopped moving about, went stiff, turned green, started to decay. But he wasn't dead.
Actually, he was, sir.
Was he?
Yes, sir.
Well, you never know by looking at him.
I assure you, Monsieur Brush is deceased.
Then there's a murderer on board.
It would appear so. Someone on this ship is tainted with the mark of Cain. As yet, I do not know his or her identity. But you may rest assured for one thing, mes amis. I intend to find out.
Perseus Pin Investigates. Death in the Davenport, Part 1, was written by Stephen Sheridan and starred Charles Kay as Perseus Pin. The Inspector was played by Fred Harris, Rodney Brush and Briggs by Godfrey James, Daphne Brush by Moya Leslie, Count Lintofsky and the Steward by Geoffrey Whitehead, Kropotkin and Baines by Jonathan Kidd, Mrs. Timberlake by Joan Matheson, Bentley by Ian Target, Captain Bonefish and the Bellboy by Norman Bird, Blade by Ian Mickey, and other characters by members of the cast. The producer was Lissa Evans.
Remember, Captain, we don't want to cause a panic. It's vital we break the news of the murder slowly and gently.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Pym. I know how to handle passengers. Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Now, try to keep this meeting brief, if only for the sake of the murdered man's wife.
Murdered man?
Oh, whoops.
There's been a murder, everybody.
Oh, my God. Please, Captain. Be quiet. Quiet!
As Captain Bonefish has just revealed, one of the passengers has been murdered. Last night, someone stole into the cabin of Roderick Brush, the string tycoon, and replaced his tobacco with gunpowder. When he lit his peep, I'm afraid the explosion killed him. Oh. However, everything is in hand. As many of you know, I have some small reputation as a private detective. In 1927 alone, I solved over 3,000 murders. You have my word that I shall not rest until Monsieur Brush's killer is under lock and key.
So, remember, there may be a mad psychotic stalking the ship, ready to pounce at any moment. But there's nothing to worry about. Let's hear it for Mr. Pin. Hip, hip.
Hooray. We're all going to die. We're all going to die.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
We present Perseus Pin Investigates, Death on the Davenport, Part 2. Written by Stephen Sheridan and starring Charles Kay.
Killing terrible business, Excellency.
Nonsense, Kropotkin. It's wonderful, wonderful news. I feel so happy I could sing. La 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 la.
Blean.
People are looking at us.
Don't you see? Everyone will be preoccupied thinking about the murder, and that makes them easy prey for Russia's finest car shop.
We'll make a fortune.
I wish we'd never decided to go to New York, Bentley.
Stop whining, Grandmother. How do you think I feel? Chief suspect.
Don't be silly, Bentley. No one suspects you.
Oh, yes, they do. It was exactly the same when Uncle Henry died. Everyone suspected me of killing him.
Well, you did kill him.
Did I hear you discussing the murder, Mrs. Timberlake?
It's terrifying, isn't it?
What we need is some sort of distraction to keep our minds off the horror around us. Can you think of anything, Dr. Kropotkin?
No, Excellency.
Oh, yes.
What about the game of cards?
A splendid suggestion.
I like cards.
Perhaps we could make a game even more interesting by having a little wager.
What a good idea.
Yes.
Now then, Inspector Drabble, do you understand what I want you to do?
I think so.
I want you to watch the passenger lounge. Send for me if you see anything suspicious. Have you got that?
Watch the passenger lounge? Send for you unless I see anything suspicious.
No, if you see anything suspicious.
Send for you?
Yes.
Right. Yes, I've got that.
At last.
What if... what if I...
Look, it's perfectly simple. Just keep your eyes open for anyone behaving suspiciously.
Right. Yes, all right, I will. Where are you off to?
I shall revisit the scene of the crime and grill suspects.
Oh, good.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm coming with you.
I told you I want you to go to the passenger lounge.
Oh, yes, of course. Go to the passenger lounge and look suspicious.
Look for anything suspicious.
Oh, anything suspicious. Right, I'm with you now.
There are so many questions to be answered. Who acted Monsieur Brushinov to kill him? Who sent him all those threatening letters?
Oh, you'll come up with the answers, Pin.
Merci, mon ami.
Now, what do you want me to do again?
So, you now owe me the deeds to your house, the contents of your post office savings account, your clothes, and Rasputin, your pet salamander.
Oh, not Rasputin.
Where did you learn to play cards so well?
Beginner's luck. I like this game, Bentley. It's so exciting.
Yes.
I can feel my heart pounding.
Really? I hope it's clear in your will that I inherit all your winnings.
10th of May, 1928. Come in.
I apologize for disturbing you, Madame Brush. I realize you must be mourning the death of your husband.
Life goes on, Mr. Pin. I'm just writing to Roderick's sister. I'm trying to break the news of his death as gently as possible.
Yes, of course.
Are there two F's in snuffed?
Oui. You won't mind if I conduct a routine search? Oh, si, oh, very nice, very nice.
Mr.
Like this.
King, what on earth are you doing?
Searching for clothes.
Well, you won't find any in there. That's where I keep my clothes.
Oh, please forgive me. Tell me, did your husband keep some sort of journal, a record of his day-to-day activities?
Roderick kept a diary, yes.
Married? Examine it?
Mr. Pin, it contains intimate details of our private lives.
Oh, superb.
I'm sorry.
I must insist to see it.
Oh, very well. It's in the bedroom through there.
Thank you.
You'll find it next to Roderick's Illustrated Guide to World String.
Daphne, I must speak with you.
Not now, Hugo.
We should be celebrating. Roderick's dead.
I said not now.
What's the matter?
That sweaty little detective is in the bedroom. He's probably eavesdropping on us.
No, I'm not.
Come out, Mr. Pin.
First Officer Blade, how are you?
You've heard part of our secret. You may as well hear the rest.
Hugo, no!
Daphne and I love each other. We have done for years. Roderick was the only obstacle on our way. Now he's dead, we intend to marry.
I see.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking we murdered Roderick. You're thinking we replaced his tobacco with gunpowder to get rid of him.
I wasn't thinking that, Mr. Blade, but I am now.
Excellency, please, stop it.
Go away.
It's not possible to drown yourself in hand basin.
I don't want to live. I don't want to live.
Calm yourself. Things could be worse.
Kropotkin, I have been exiled from my own country. I have been cheated out of all my money by a dishonest businessman. And now I have lost the deeds to my home in a game of cards. How could things possibly be worse?
They could suspect you of murder of Roderick Brush.
We want a word about the murder of Roderick Brush.
Oops.
You had a motive to kill him, Count. He ruined you in a business deal.
Not just me. The financier who lent me the money, everyone involved.
Oh.
He deserved to die, but I did not kill him.
Then you won't mind if we search your cabin.
Yes, yes. Rummage through my personal belongings. Humiliate me still further.
Excellency, calm yourself. The Count is very... is very perfect. He's not there. No.
Count. The Count is a very sick man. Oh, dear. All this aggravation could prove fatal.
Well, 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 well. What have we here?
What's that?
Can you explain what this packet of gunpowder is doing in your locker?
Well,
I can explain.
You, Dr. Kropotkin?
Yes, yes. His Excellency is martyr to blocked sinuses. I sometimes have to clear his passages by gently administering some high-impact explosives. Yes.
It's no good, Kropotkin. Mm. I fear they have already made up their minds.
Count Lentovsky, I have to ask you to come with me.
Can I have a word?
In a minute, steward. Can't you see I've captured a prisoner?
Take your hands off me, peasant. The blood of the Tsar flows in my veins.
It'd flow all over the deck if I had my way. I'd have you publicly flogged, and then I'd have you keel hauled.
Of course. That's it. I should have realized it before.
I don't care what people say. Keel hauling's definitely a deterrent.
Captain, I know who killed Roderick Brush.
If criminals knew they were going to be attached to a rope and fairly but firmly dragged under the keel of a ship, they'd think twice before murdering people.
Captain Bonefish, I know who the killer is.
You're the killer.
Quickly, fetch Mr. Pin.
Oh, hello, Pin.
Inspector. I thought I told you to watch the passenger lounge.
Oh, is that what you wanted me to do? You didn't make it awfully clear.
Unbelievable. What's that you are reading? The Financial Times.
Well, I'm more of a truncheon newsman myself. I borrowed this from the steward. Apparently, he never misses an issue.
Really?
Ah, Pin. Oh, there you are.
What is it now?
His Excellency wants a word.
Let me out! I'm innocent! At last, I hope you realize... You, what do you want? Please, put down a gun! Stay back!
And the French tied mutineers over the capstan and... took the skin off their backs with a wet rope. Now, that is what I call a punishment.
Can't we go any faster?
Don't worry. I've locked the Count at the brig. He can't escape.
That isn't what concerns me. If he has discovered the identity of the killer, his life could be in danger.
No, nonsense. He couldn't be in a safer place.
Oh.
Excellency, no, 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 no.
Dead? The Count is dead.
Shot through the heart. We found his revolver next to his body.
No.
Do you know anything about this, Bentley?
Surely you're not suggesting I killed him? Well, you killed Uncle Henry.
No! No!
I think it's time we had some answers. Don't you agree, Madame Timberlake?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Sit down here!
What is it?
Silence! Inspector, shine that spotlight into Madame Timberlake's eyes.
Oh, what's all this about?
Do you recognize this? I found it outside your cabin.
It's a note I made of my winnings at cards.
Yes, and do you recognize this?
Oh, what is it?
A threatening letter, the last of many sent to Roderick Brush. It warns him that he will soon be murdered.
Oh, what has this to do with me?
The handwriting on this note and this letter are identical.
Nonsense.
You did not send me the letter.
I do.
So, You're saying I would be mistaken if thinking you were lying when you deny sending the letter.
Yes, you would.
In other words, it would be wrong to think I was mistaken if I averred that I did not think it was true that you were lying when you denied sending the letter. Answer the question! What have you denied?
Yes. No, I don't know.
Oh, so stay on, then.
All right, I admit it. I did send the letter.
At last, the truth.
Why did you do it?
Love, Inspector. Many, many years ago, Roderick Brush and I were lovers.
I don't believe it.
It wasn't always easy living with Mr. Timberlake. He was such a holy, pious man, out every night scouring the streets for fallen women to save. Sometimes the police wouldn't bring him home till 2 or 3 in the morning. I grew so lonely.
So you find love in the arms of another, Roderick Brush.
I thought he wanted me for myself. But Roderick Brush only truly loved one thing, and that was string. As soon as I'd given him the money to set up in the twine trade, he left me forever.
Brute! This one thing has poisoned your entire life.
Not at first. But as the years passed, so my hatred grew.
You started writing him letters promising revenge.
He didn't even remember me. I sat next to him yesterday and he didn't even remember me.
So you wrote him one last letter?
Yes. But I didn't kill him. You must believe me.
Calm yourself, Mrs. Timberlake.
I could never kill him.
Come with me, Mrs. Timberlake.
She's not going to have a heart attack, is she?
No.
Oh. A stroke, then?
Nothing like that.
Only she has got angina.
She's just overwrought.
Overwrought? That could bring on something fatal, couldn't it?
Come with me, Mrs. Timberlake. I know what you need.
Oh, dear, poor old thing. She looks in a bad way.
She certainly does. I think I'll run and fetch her will.
The passengers are starting to get very anxious, sir.
Are they, Stuart?
Ah, there you are, Captain. Has the wireless room received a reply to my telegram yet?
Oh, it's just bringing it to you. Here it is.
Ah, thank you.
Is there anything you'd like me to tell them, sir?
Yes, Stuart. Tell them if they don't calm down, I'll have them all keyholed.
Very good, sir.
Passenger trouble?
Oh, nothing a good flogging wouldn't cure. This world would be a happier place, Inspector, if more people were beaten within an inch of their lives. Not a popular view, I know.
Oh, you'd be surprised how many policemen share it, sir.
And none know the identity of the killer.
I've just been reading a fascinating book about punishment in the Dutch Navy.
Oh, I wouldn't mind borrowing this.
I say I now know the identity of the killer.
Really? Well, who is it, then?
Letter, Inspector. First of all, there are one or two things I want you to do.
It's no good getting abusive. I'm only telling you what the captain told me.
Ah, Bentley. There you are.
Hello, Grandmother. Still alive? I've just been browsing through your will.
You won't be needing that. I'm feeling much better. Dr. Kropotkin took me to his cabin and showed me ever such an unusual way to unwind.
The pleasure was mine.
You must possess a remarkable bedside manner, Dr. Kropotkin.
Oh, he does. I'm going to help him share it with the world.
What do you mean?
I'm going to set up Igor, Dr. Kropotkin, in a brand new surgery.
Don't be absurd. Where will you get the cash from?
I'm going to use the money I was planning to bequeath to you in my will.
Quickly, help him to a chair.
I can't find his pulse.
Try his wrist.
I shouldn't have broken the news so suddenly.
Grandmother.
I'm here, Bentley.
You can't mean it. Not my money. What can I say to make you change your mind? Would it help if I went down on my knees and begged?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Please, please, don't use that money. I want it. I must have it.
No, I'm afraid that didn't help at all. I'm still giving the money to Dr. Kropotkin.
Would you mind following me to the passenger lounge? Mr. Pin is about to reveal the identity of the killer.
Oh, splendid. Igor, take my arm.
My pleasure.
Now, Inspector, are you sure you did everything I told you?
Oh, I think so. No, I can't help feeling there's something I've forgotten.
Lock the door, steward.
Very good, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Here to announce the name of the shipboard murderer, I give you the one and only Mr. Perseus Pym.
Thank you, settle down.
I realize the last few hours have been traumatic, so I'll be as brief as possible.
Good.
You see before me on this table two objects. Here, the gunpowder, which was used to explode Roderick Brush, and here, the revolver, which killed the Count Lintovsky.
He's very good, isn't he?
But who used these terrible weapons? Who killed Mr. Brush? Who wanted him out of the way? Perhaps his wife, Daphne, who would be having an affair with the first officer Blade.
Don't tell everyone.
Perhaps Bentley Timberlake, who hated and envied all rich people. Perhaps his grandmother, the jilted lover.
What's he doing now?
He says you may be killer.
Oh, good.
We were supposed to think the killer was Count Lintovsky. That's why gunpowder was planted on him. After all, the Count...
He's forgotten what he was going to say.
I cannot concentrate with all these constant interruptions.
Yes, no one is to interrupt Mr. Pin.
The Count had The Count had a motive for murder. Roderick Brush had ruined him with a dishonest business deal. But not only the Count was ruined, so was the financier who lent him the money. I realized this financier was on board in disguise, seeking revenge. So did the Count. That's why he was killed.
So who is he, this ruined financier?
I was coming to that. The bankrupt money man, the murderer of Roderick Brush and Count Lintovsky is...
Yes?
None other than...
Yes?
Lionel Gingold.
Who?
Better known as the Steward.
The Steward?
Come, Mr. Pin, is this some sort of joke?
My suspicions were first aroused when I learned you read the Financial Times. A strange reading for a steward, but not for a ruined businessman.
It's quite clever, I suppose.
I realized the murderer needed easy access to the cabins. Who could be more inconspicuous than a steward?
You haven't any proof.
Well, that's never stopped us before, has it?
Shut up. It was easy enough to telegraph ashore and confirm your identity. I would advise a full confession.
Not so fast, Mr. Pint.
He's got the gun!
Brush ruined my firm. He deserved all he got.
Oh, he's not going to make a speech, is he?
Nobody move. I won't hesitate to shoot.
You must think me a fool. That gun is useless. Acting on my instructions, Inspector Drabble unloaded it earlier.
Damn, that's what I forgot to do.
You can't shoot anyone. The gun is empty.
I wouldn't do that, Pin.
Stay back.
Come on, give it to me.
Mr. Pin!
This gets better and better.
No! Stay back!
Leave this to me!
Got it.
Hey! Thanks for your help, everyone.
I'm back!
You can stop hitting him now, sir. He's unconscious.
Can't we bring him round and do it some more?
Well, I think I've more or less wrapped everything up.
But what about Mr. Pin?
Help me.
How is he, matron?
Oh, much better. We didn't have to give him a prefrontal lobotomy after all.
Can I see him?
Just for a few minutes. Don't tire him. Don't ask him too many questions.
All right. Hello, Pin!
Yes, and don't shout. He's got a terrible headache.
Oh, how are you feeling?
Confused. I still don't understand what I'm doing in the London hospital. The Devonport was heading for New York.
Oh, it turns out that Captain Bonefish wasn't so hot at navigation. An hour after you went into that coma, the Devonport sailed back into Southampton docks.
Oh, when the passengers annoyed...
Oh, they acted with typical British restraint and maturity.
Take your hands off me!
His legs!
Put me down! You mutinous rebel! I'll have a look of your
pauvre capitaine.
Well, that's not as bad as what happened to Dr. Kropotkin.
Dr. Kropotkin?
Yeah, turns out our bronchial Russian friend was a stowaway. He had no passport, no embarkation papers, nothing.
You had him arrested?
Well, under the circumstances, I was willing to turn a blind eye. But at the dockyard...
Here he comes, officer.
Right. Are you Dr. Igor Kropotkin?
Yes.
We've been informed you're travelling illegally. You'll have to come with us.
Unhand me. I can explain everything. Let me go.
There you are.
Hello, Grandmother.
Have you seen Dr. Kropotkin anywhere?
No.
Odd. We were going to travel back to London together.
Oh, never mind. You've still got me. Now, come on. If we hurry, we should catch the 10:15.
No, don't rush me. It's bad for my weak heart.
Nonsense. What you need is plenty of strenuous exercise. I'm thinking of entering you for the Midlands Marathon.
The Midlands Marathon?
The 26-mile run round Birmingham. It'll do your angina the world of good.
Oh.
Before that, we must consult a solicitor. There were one or two clauses in your will I'm still not happy with.
What of our other friends? Mademoiselle Daphne and Monsieur Bled?
Oh, I attended their wedding yesterday. Yes, they're probably off on their honeymoon by now.
We're almost there, Mrs. Blade.
Baines, watch out for that old man.
Oh, Baines.
He shouldn't have been walking in the road, madam.
He wasn't.
Well, Daphne, what do you think of the house I've rented?
It's just what we need, nice and secluded.
It's built right on the edge of a cliff. On a clear day, you can see halfway to France.
All right, Baines, stop here.
Stop?
Put your foot on the brake.
I can never remember which one it is.
That's the accelerator.
Move us at the edge of the cliff.
The brake, Baines. The brake.
Baines! Baines!
I expect you're a bit bored lying there.
Oh, no. I'm enjoying the peace and quiet.
Only there's this murder I'd like you to look at.
I hope I never have to solve another murder as long as I live.
Oh! Matron, whatever's the matter?
It's a patient in the next ward. He's been stabbed to death with a syringe. Come quickly, Mr. Penn.
But I'm a sick man.
Oh, just a minute, Matron. Penn's promised to provide professional help with the curious case of the Cockermouth carpet beater. Killings.
No, I don't.
What about my horrible hospital hypodermic homicide?
He's helping me.
No, me.
Me!
You!
Perseus Pin Investigates. Death on the Davenport, Part 2, was written by Stephen Sheridan and starred Charles Kay as Perseus Pin. The inspector was played by Fred Harris, Daphne Brush by Moya Leslie, Count Lintofsky and the Steward by Jeffrey Whitehead, Kropotkin and Baines by Jonathan Kidd, Mrs. Timberlake and Matron by Joan Matheson, Bentley by Ian Target, Captain Bonefish and the Bellboy by Norman Bird, Blade by Ian Nicky, and other characters by members of the cast. The producer was Lissa Evans.